This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Draft the articles. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka, on this Friday, December 6th. Thanks for joining us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has directed committee chairmen to write articles of impeachment against President Trump. We'll have reaction from Capitol Hill.
Damaging report from Uber says the company received nearly 6,000 reports of sexual assault involving riders or drivers the past 2 years.
Beijing says trade talks with Washington are on track. Also, China's finance ministry said today it'll waive tariffs for some U.S. soybeans and pork.
And how smart travelers are able to cut their airfares in half.
You just don't see many big sales anymore. But the one exception to that is when they introduce a new service on new routes. It's kind of simple supply and demand. You announce new flights, there are no bookings for them. So you got a lot of airplanes to fill, and because of that increased capacity, competitors will cut prices.
Travel writer Scott McCartney at the Wall Street Journal on how you, too, can take advantage of dirt-cheap fares on new routes. We start in Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has directed top Democrats to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. She yesterday instructed committee chairman to move ahead with drawing up the charges. She argued that Mr. Trump's actions needed to be confronted by Congress through impeachment as they, quote, seriously violated the Constitution.
The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit.
The move sets the stage for a full chamber vote that could come in the days before Christmas. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
They've always wanted to impeach the president. You watch them at their words, watch them at their actions, watch them what they have done.
President Trump responded before having lunch with the permanent representatives of the U.N. Security Council. He was asked if impeachment will hurt his legacy.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
The Judiciary Committee plans to hold a hearing on Monday to receive presentations from Republican and Democratic councils for the Intelligence Committee. Get reaction now from Guy Reschenthaler, congressman representing Southwest Pennsylvania. Guy, Mrs. Pelosi says draft the articles.
This is way too fast. You know, we just got the report from the Intel Committee earlier this week. All of this is being done at a record speed, and that should be troubling.
All right. You sat through 8+ hours of legal expert testimony on Wednesday. I mean, what was that like? Any takeaways here?
Well, I was having flashbacks from my law school days, but you know, as an academic exercise, it was interesting. Did it do anything to move the ball forward for either Republicans or Democrats? Absolutely not. We also saw just the partisanship and the animosity that the Democrat witnesses have against the president and Republicans. We had our witness who actually supported Hillary Clinton in the last election and does not like Donald Trump. He was the most compelling because he was speaking from a place of neutrality, not from a place of animus.
All right. So give me reaction from your constituents in Southwest Pennsylvania. I'm here in central New Jersey where, I don't know, most of my friends seem to have moved on from this or not paying attention or nothing is moving the needle from them. What do you tell your constituents who say, what have you done for us lately, Congressman?
Well, my constituents feel like this is a complete waste of time. And when I'm back in the district, they're talking about prescription drug prices. They're talking about trying to get USMCA done because that'd be really good for workers and those in manufacturing. And they're also talking about our failing roads and bridges and our locks and dams. Right? They know there's real work that we should be doing, not chasing this ghost of impeachment with an election less than a year away.
Right. You got shot down by Chairman Nadler, didn't you? Didn't you try to ask a question on Wednesday?
I did. I had a motion to subpoena the whistleblower because the whistleblower actually, unlike college professors that have zero firsthand knowledge of these facts, at least if we call him the whistleblower, we'll have somebody who claims to have firsthand knowledge of the situation. Also, we got to remember that the whistleblower is already protected by statute against retaliation. he or she is not protected for being anonymous. This is frankly un-American to hide behind the veil of secrecy and just lob accusations without giving the president the right to face his accuser.
We're speaking with Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, represents Southwest Pennsylvania. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Which committee, by the way, or which committee chairman will draft the articles of impeachment? Do we know?
Yes, so it'll be Chairman Nadler with the House Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee is the committee that handles impeachment. The fact that Adam Schiff had this in intel is unprecedented. Normally, this is Judiciary's purview from beginning to end.
I've heard it said that, I guess, some Democrats are not a fan of the way Mr. Nadler comes off on TV. Was that part of the reason that it went to Mr. Schiff's committee in intel?
Well, I think Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the faith in Chairman Nadler as she does in Chairman Schiff. Chairman Nadler just has a different style. He's also totally outgunned by Ranking Member Doug Collins, who's just an absolute force of nature on the committee. And the Judiciary Committee is heavily stacked with former prosecutors and defense attorneys and litigators. And Nancy Pelosi knows that. So they're really outgunned and outmatched on Judiciary. That's why Nancy Pelosi tries to keep this away from Judiciary as much as possible. Unfortunately for her, at this point, she has no choice. We are the committee that has jurisdiction over impeachment.
I know President Trump on Thursday said, let's hurry up and vote to impeach so we can get it rejected in the Senate and get back to business. Are there any Democrats in the House who are going to vote no on impeachment?
Yes, I believe there will be. And we have to remember the bipartisan vote was the vote not to move forward with the impeachment inquiry. I think that we're going to see another bipartisan vote against impeaching the president. I also think that if this goes to the Senate, we'll have a bipartisan support not to remove the president. The only partisan votes are those to proceed with impeachment and to impeach the president. That's what's really troubling. This is not a bipartisan movement. The evidence is not compelling. It's not overwhelming. This whole process has been a political hit job.
What happens next, Congressman? Like, chronologically, what are we watching for here?
So what we have to do is we have to draft articles of impeachment in the Judiciary Committee. Those will get voted on. Then those articles of impeachment will be sent to the House floor. The House floor will then vote on those articles of impeachment. Those articles that pass will go over to the Senate. And then the Senate has two choices. They can either hear the case or dismiss it. It has to come up for a vote. Presumably, it will go to, once it comes up, it will go to a trial in the Senate. And once that happens, the Senate shuts down. They've got to be in session at their desks. It's like a real jury trial. And that'll proceed until there's a verdict. And the verdict would be whether or not the president is removed.
In other Capitol Hill matters, are you guys going to be able to prevent a government shutdown?
That's a good question, because we have until December 20th on the continuing resolution. And that just goes to show you that we've been way too, and when I say we, I mean the far-left Democrats in Congress, have been way too focused on impeachment. We've yet to pass a budget. We've yet to pass the USMCA. We've yet to work on other free trade agreements with other nations around the globe. And we've done nothing with the infrastructure package that we were promised we'd be able to work on.
Nice guy. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Southwest Pennsylvania. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday. Four people have been killed during a shootout after jewelry robbers stole a delivery truck and led Florida police on a high-speed chase. The FBI says the truck driver, a bystander, and both suspects were killed in Miramar, about 20 miles from the site of the initial robbery. FBI Special Agent in Charge, George Pirro.
The armed suspects engaged law enforcement, opened fire. There was exchange fire between law enforcement and the suspects.
Police in Coral Gables responded at first to a Regent Jewelers store shortly after 4 p.m. and were met with gunfire from two suspects who then fled in one truck before carjacking a UPS delivery truck about 20 minutes later, taking the driver as a hostage. The police chase ended when the suspects got caught in traffic as vehicles were stopped at a red light. Officials say as police approached the truck and the suspects opened fire in rush hour traffic. Agent Pirro said the suspects had shot at police during the chase as well. It's 19 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with three big things you need to know.
Number one, Gordon, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats will draft articles of impeachment against President Trump, a crucial step toward a vote of the full House.
Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
The articles are likely to mostly encompass Democrats' findings on Trump's dealings with Ukraine. They could charge Trump with abuse of office, bribery, and obstruction. This is the fourth time in history Congress has moved to impeach a president. Number two, a Minnesota National Guard Black Hawk helicopter carrying three crew members crashed south of St. Cloud after it lost contact with the base yesterday afternoon, killing all aboard. The helicopter was found by a Minnesota State Patrol trooper, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
All information on the cause of the crash is preliminary at this time. Army Safety Center out of Fort Rucker, Alabama. Investigators are en route to the site.
The identities of the crew members have not been released. Number three, in a long-anticipated safety report, ride-sharing giant Uber says more than 3,000 sexual assaults were reported during its U.S. rides in 2018, including 235 rapes. Uber says it provides a look into the traffic deaths, murders, and reported sexual assaults that took place during more than 1 billion annual rides arranged in the U.S. using its service. Uber and its ride-hailing competitor Lyft have long faced criticism for not doing enough to protect the safety of their riders and drivers. Elsewhere, the Trump administration says it no longer plans to propose a regulation that would require all travelers, including U.S. citizens, to be photographed when entering or leaving the U.S. The proposed regulation was slated to be issued in July by Customs and Border Protection. The agency says after consulting Congress and privacy experts, it would not move forward. And here's what unites Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and Baby Boomers. Laziness. According to a new report on the fastest growing brands this year, DoorDash was number one, and number one for all age groups. After number one, the demos begin to diverge. At number two, Gen Z and Gen X have the Postmates delivery service. Millennials have White Claw Spiked Seltzer, and Boomers have Impossible Foods Fake Meat.
Have you ever used a food delivery service?
Never.
Me either.
Ever.
Wonder if that's... Is that our age, or we're not lazy, or...
Both. Both. Definitely both.
Thanks, Jen. It's 22 minutes now after the hour. Welcome into Friday. Want to save some money on airfares? Find an airline looking to elbow in on a rival's turf. On top of that, Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal, says watch for an unprecedented bonanza of new, cheaper options in 2020. Scott, what should we know?
You know, in a lot of cases, airlines have gotten really good at forecasting demand, and you just don't see many big sales anymore. But the one exception to that is when they introduce a new service on new routes. And what happens is it's kind of simple supply and demand. You announce new flights, there are no bookings for them. So you got a lot of airplanes to fill. And because of that increased capacity, competitors will cut prices. And so I looked just to see if this still holds, and I think next year is going to be a significant factor when a lot of airplanes get back in the air with the 737 MAX grounding. But it turns out, you know, prices are 50-60% lower 2 weeks after a new flight starts than they are 2 weeks before the new flight starts. And this is true on routes to Hawaii, to Paris, Caribbean, all kinds of places that people want to go.
So how do we find these price cuts? What kind of research do we do?
You know, I think there are a couple ways. One is on the airline website, they trumpet their new service announcements. And so you can look at the news section on websites and see the press releases for the new service. You can also set up alerts, the app Hopper, the website Kayak. If you're interested in a specific route, you could set up alerts for major price changes. So anytime there would be new service, you would see significant price changes on that route, and you get an alert for it. You know, in some cases, it's just being alert to the news. For some people, that means, you know, there are people who follow this stuff, and they'll just go wherever. You know, Southwest announces new service to Maui, and so they're going to Maui from San Diego or from wherever the new service is going to start from. And for others, it's a matter of, hey, I go all the time to, you know, wherever, and so I'm going to look for any kind of increase in flight service for that particular route.
We're speaking with Scott McCartney, Wall Street Journal travel columnist. His piece is called How Sly Travelers Cut Their Airfares in Half. Give an example of one of those big price drops that you found.
Southwest is going to start flying from San Diego to Maui 2 weeks before the flight start on April 14th. Price was $818 nonstop. That's on Hawaiian. 2 weeks after, you could find flights for $303, and that was actually on Alaska, not on Southwest. But, you know, there are a couple competitors on that route already, and they got to cut prices. So significant savings. Same thing, San Diego to Honolulu. The price difference was 58%, depending on whether you went 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after.
What about the role of discount airlines here? Are they pushing this?
For the most part, they are, because they're the ones that are growing. And obviously, when they come into a market, they are bringing prices down with their cheaper fares. Discount airlines, you know, they're a little bit like the police on the profit, on airline profits. They look for routes where airlines are making a lot of money. In many cases, those are monopoly markets, things like that. And so there's room to bring prices down and still make money. That doesn't always work. One of the interesting things we saw was the discounter Sun Country. There were a couple times where, you know, the big airlines just ignored the cheaper prices on Sun Country and didn't match. And another case, Spirit is going into Nashville to Fort Lauderdale. You would think anywhere Spirit goes, they bring down prices. But actually, Southwest and JetBlue already fly between Nashville and Fort Lauderdale nonstop. And so there really wasn't any price change at all.
All right, so got some research to do. Thanks, Scott. Scott McCartney, travel columnist at The Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, where's the railroad safety technology that we've been promised?
Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SBCyberMonday.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us and welcome into Friday, December 6th. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Pelosi calls for articles of impeachment. Report says the Pentagon is considering the deployment of 7,000 additional troops to the Middle East. Uber received nearly 6,000 reports the past 2 years of sexual assault involving passengers and or drivers. China waiving tariffs for some U.S. pork and soybean imports. Bears over the Cowboys in Thursday Night Football. St. Nicholas Day today for many in the Midwest. And the adoption ceremony that had everyone in tears. That story in about 20 minutes. After years of delays, a railroad safety system that federal regulators say could have prevented some 300 deaths since 1969 is finally close to full implementation, but large gaps remain, with commuter railroads using the system on fewer than half of the tracks required by December of next year. Jessica Werman, who covers transportation infrastructure for Roll Call, has done a deep dive on this. Jessica, start with a brief history.
Since even before 1990, probably in the mid-80s, transportation safety folks like the NTSB have been calling for this type of technology called positive train control. Now, positive train control basically is, like, think of the stuff that you have in your car that would kind of protect you in the event of, like, any sort of slide control or the power brakes, this sort of thing. Imagine that in a train. In this case, however, it's a little bit more amped up, and it's sort of a version of automated driving where if you are a train engineer and you're going above speed, it will slow you down. If you have gone down the wrong switch and it is aware of something coming down your path, it will stop you. Basically, it's kind of a backstop for engineers. It's sort of like the it's like a little guardian angel, if you will, protecting them from any sort of human-caused accidents. The technology has been something that they've been aware of and calling for since the 80s, but they still don't have it 100% implemented. And it was supposed to be implemented at first in 2015. That was when Congress required it to be implemented in 2015, but it's been so complicated that they've had to delay it a couple of times.
I'll ask this tongue-in-cheek. Safety is not a priority for the train operators, I guess?
Safety is a priority, is what they would say, but what is more challenging for them, two things. First of all, this is actually pretty complicated because the trains, think of the train system in America as kind of a spider web. You've got freight rail, you've got commuter rail, you've got some short line rail, they're different companies. They've got all kinds of different railroads. Sometimes, for example, I live in the D.C. area, so if I take an Amtrak, if I take a commuter train to Baltimore, I'm on an Amtrak rail, but I'm on a Baltimore line. It's very confusing and interconnected, and so they have to make sure that this technology is very interoperable, meaning if I'm on one train that gets hosted by another set of tracks, et cetera, it can all talk to each other so that it can be aware of something coming down the path. So that's not easy. Also not easy for a lot of freight rails and commuter railroads was the fact that this costs money. Not only do you have to implement this technology, but you have to pay for training. You're going to have to pay for maintenance. And Congress said you have to do this, but they didn't really give them a way to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Now, in recent years, as they've gotten closer, they've said, you know what, we're going to, the Federal Railroad Administration and the Department of Transportation have given a couple of billion to help move them over the line. But they had to pay for this themselves, and at first they kind of didn't really see a cost benefit to themselves. I mean, they thought that maybe the cost of it sort of outweighed the benefit.
Well, we're speaking with Jessica Werman, transportation infrastructure reporter at Roll Call. Her piece is called Train Safety Technology Hasn't Quite Reached the Station. So when you say it hasn't reached the station, that means how much of our tracks across the country are covered by this positive train control technology?
How worried should we be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Freight railroads, they're pretty much almost there. Those are the ones where they're kind of more of a money-making, lucrative sort of thing. So they've been able to pay for its implementation. Commuter has struggled, and it struggled for a couple of reasons. First of all, commuter railways are not necessarily big money makers. They're not exactly lighting their cigars with $20 bills, so to speak. So it's a little harder for them to afford it. And also, a lot of these commuter railroads are actually hosted by someone else. So, like, you're on, I don't know, MTA or whatever commuter railroad, but you're actually on an Amtrak railroad, or you're on a short line railroad. So you're traveling along somebody else's tracks, but you're traveling in a commuter railroad. Now, they have to wait for, you know, they have to make sure that these tracks are loaded up with the technology before they can be called, you know, actually implementing the technology. So there's a couple of different things that have commuters slow. Now, they're making progress, but they're only, it's less than half of the commuter railroads less than half of the miles that commuter railroad tracks are on have the technology.
Thanks, Jessica. Jessica Werman, transportation infrastructure reporter for Roll Call. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, it's peak season for delivery drivers and peak stress as well for those who are charged with bringing our holiday gifts to our front doors, which is probably the reason a driver in Delaware had the reaction he did to a kind gesture from a homeowner, which has since gone viral. The doorbell camera footage shows Kareem Reed walking up to the Middletown home as he discovered a basket of treats for delivery workers, which included water, soda, and other snacks.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, they got some goodies. Wow.
Reed then begins to dance as he walks back to the delivery truck. His reaction quickly went viral. The video has been viewed on Facebook nearly 7.5 million times. And more good news for drivers. Many commenters on the post said they wanted to try the idea. Though one said there's one thing stopping her from doing it, hungry squirrels.
Ah.
That would be, I think, my reasoning here. I know in New Jersey, for sure.
Yeah.
The squirrels are ravenous, I know, in my neighborhood.
Right. You just need a good seal on it, I guess. You know, some really strong cellophane wrapping to cover this stuff
right
up.
Perhaps like kind of almost like a doggy door type of situation where you kind of stick your hand through it, you know what I mean, to pull the snacks out. But you can't just leave them out in the open.
Right.
Because the squirrels definitely will attack.
I'm under the assumption that there are just different drivers who show up all the time. So if you're leaving a basket knowing a delivery is coming,
yeah,
it could be somebody who's making a delivery to your house for the very first time.
Oh,
and
sure.
Able to take advantage of
sure. And maybe they'll request that route again.
Well, maybe
come back again another time.
Okay.
And we know, Gordon, that some things aren't official until they appear on Facebook, but winning millions in the lottery isn't supposed to be one of them. That's what happened to a Michigan woman who found out she won a $5 million jackpot from scrolling through her Facebook feed. The Grand Rapids woman said she bought a ticket for the November 20th drawing, but didn't check her numbers right away. Then, while scrolling through Facebook, she saw a news station had posted that someone in Kent County had won the big jackpot, and she realized it was from the same store where she had purchased her ticket. She then quickly pulled her ticket, checked the numbers, and instantly went numb when she found out she was the big winner.
Come on.
I mean, we do a lot of these lottery stories, but rarely is it a, you know, $5 million jackpot that somebody almost didn't win. Or, you know, we talk about people losing their tickets all the time and things like that, but it's almost never for $5 million.
Jeez.
That's a big one.
I don't forget when I have lottery tickets, because I don't buy them that often.
Right.
I'm a fair weather guy.
Yes.
I walk in and Powerball's, you know, a kajillion dollars. I'm that guy who says, can I have one of those?
Right.
You know, and my odds are better of getting struck by lightning 40 times than winning that. So I don't forget, because I just have the one and I think,
right,
here come all my dreams Friday night or Saturday night. You know, whenever
right. You sit down with your bottle of wine and
that's
you got
right.
your tickets in front of you on the table and
right.
you're checking your numbers right after
right.
they come out.
15 seconds till 11 o'clock when the drawing is. I'm about to strike it rich.
And then you're back at work the next
that's
day.
That's how that works.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike. Don't forget to check us out on social media, by the way. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well at Gordon Deal. Are you willing to take an injury for the love of your smartphone? Fox News looked at a study led by a facial plastic surgeon that was published in JAMA Otolaryngology. It found a spike in face injuries from cell phones. One case included a woman who broke her nose when she dropped her cell phone on her face. Dr. Boris Pashkover of Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School says he looked at over 20 years of research data and found an increase in injuries beginning in 2006 when smartphones initially hit the market. The report says cell phone-related injuries to the head and neck have increased steeply over the recent 20-year period, with many cases resulting from, surprise, distraction. 40% of those injured were ages 13 to 29. I know, a shocker, right? The injuries were mostly minor, facial cuts, bruises, and fractures as a result of careless users. Many were caused by people texting while walking, tripping, and landing face down on the sidewalk. Other injuries included people getting hit by phones that were thrown at them. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with three big things you need to know.
Number one, Gordon, the FBI says four people, including a UPS driver, were killed after robbers stole the driver's truck and led police on a chase that ended in gunfire at a busy South Florida intersection during rush hour yesterday. Both robbers were shot and killed. The fourth victim was in a nearby vehicle when shots rang out at a crowded intersection in Miramar. The incident began about 20 miles south during a robbery at a Coral Gables jewelry store. It was not immediately clear who fired the shots that killed the UPS driver or the bystander. Number two, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will file impeachment charges against President Trump for alleged abuse of power.
The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when he says and acts upon the belief. Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No. His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Trump says Democrats have gone crazy and urged them to move quickly if they were going to impeach him. Number three, presidential candidate Joe Biden squared off with a voter in Iowa, calling the man a damn liar after he accused Biden of helping to get his son on the board of a Ukrainian gas company in an attempt to win access with Ukraine's president. The former vice president took umbrage with another accusation from the voter that Biden is too old to run for president.
The reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take an IQ test.
Biden's son has never been accused of any legal wrongdoing related to his time in Ukraine. And America's favorite team is sliding. The Bears upended the Cowboys last night, 31-24. The call on WBBM as Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky rushed for a 23-yard touchdown.
Snap out of the gun. Trubisky and the keeper left to the 15. Inside cut of the 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Bears. Mitchell Trubisky. With 6 more, and the Bears explode to a 30-14 lead.
The Bears are 7-6. The Cowboys fell to 6-7.
The Cowboys are killing me. Killing me. I picked them again last
Why?
Night in our pick'em pool. Oh, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott. This week, the Cowboys will put it all together.
I picked the Bears. I'm in fourth place.
Fourth place out of like 40-something people, right?
Yeah.
You're impressive. And you won't share your picks with me. For some reason, I texted Jen for guidance the other day. I forget what the game was. Who should I pick? Silence. Radio silence. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Coming up next, the adoption that left everyone in tears. Did your last bottle of cologne come from the grocery store? Now you smell like your dad? Hi there, Gordon Deal. To solve your dad cologne problems, let me introduce you to Hawthorne. Trust me, this cologne smells amazing. Go to hawthorne.co and take their quick quiz and find out the two colognes that are best for you. One for work, maybe one for play. This quiz is really cool. It took me 2 minutes and was very specific. They were able to tailor products for me that were perfect for my needs. From colognes to body wash, shampoos, and more. Take the quiz now and get started. I only usually wear cologne when I receive it as a gift, but the Hawthorne cologne now has me thinking differently. Same for body wash. I typically grab whatever from the grocery store. But the exfoliating wash from Hawthorne is next level stuff. Check out Hawthorne at hawthorne.co. That's Hawthorne with an E. And use my promo code Gordon to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne.co. And use my promo code Gordon to get 10% off your purchase. Hawthorne.co.
Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SBCyberMonday.
Thanks for being with us. A 5-year-old boy in Michigan has officially been welcomed into his new family to a round of applause from his kindergarten classmates who celebrated the day while waving small hearts on sticks. Kent County posted on Facebook that there was not a dry eye in the courtroom. The adoption of Michael Clark Jr. was one of 36 finalized adoptions, part of Kent County's annual Adoption Day yesterday. A photo of Michael's adoption has been shared more than 100,000 times on Facebook. Young Michael's classmates from Wealthy Elementary in East Grand Rapids were invited by Michael's kindergarten teacher to support him and educate the class. National Adoption Day is typically held in November, but USA Today says this Michigan county holds its Adoption Day in December in order to invite Santa and his elves. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.